Now you decide it as an organization that you want to go and segment the market. So you will understand what are the success criteria, what are the essentiality for successful market segmentation. Very simple, dear. First and foremost, is the segment measurable? Can we measure the segment? Because if you cannot measure the segment, there is no point of getting into that. How many people? What are the kind of market? What is the demand? What is the need? So you know what segmentation. And therefore the segment is which is identified, we must be able to reach those segments. We must be able to touch those segments. It should be within our reach by means of communication, by means of distribution. Can we distribute and make our products available to those consumers in that market which we have identified? So we need to have measurability. We need to have accessibility. The third point, we need to understand how is this segment responding to the marketing that we are doing. It could be marketing communication. How are they responding? It should be how are the consumer responding to the price of my product. How are they responding to my product? The segment, after fulfilling the first three criteria, must be worthwhile, friends, while cultivating and exploiting it. Dear, one very important point, point number four is, the size of the segment should be large enough. Because if the size of the segment is large enough and the segment is very, very small, the marketing effort will not yield good dividends. So your segment has to be big enough. Your segment has to be measurable. Your segment has to be accessible. You should be able to understand how is the consumer responding to my marketing mix, dear. And what is the model that we use? So you may either look at product usage benefit, and you will also look at the buyer decision and how the consumer buys. So customer expectation and practices needs to be understood, whether the customers are heavy users, medium user, non-user, whether customers who are looking for this kind of a product are economy, or they are looking at style, or they are looking at performance, or looking at a flavor. They may be what is the kind of product that they are looking at? Is it appearance? Is it the brand? Is it the loyalty? Is it the service? So we need to understand the consumer expectations and practices on one hand, and then we need to understand that what are the buyer decision and how will the consumer buy. So we need to understand what are the customer satisfaction or dissatisfaction levels, and therefore we need to understand what is the perceived need for the consumer, why the consumer would like to buy. Then he will go for searching for information. How will they buy? How will they buy? We have already done this, you know, in the previous chapter. Consumer decision making process. I think chapter number 3, if I'm not mistaken. So what is happening is, consumer decision making process is, first the need. Once you have a need, then you go for information search. You will have information. You will have a lot of information. Now you select and evaluate the alternatives that you get. Once you select the alternative, then you decide which one you need to buy. And then finally you go and buy. After you buy, you start using the product or service. And then you look at post-purchase evaluation. If you are satisfied, which means that you are happy, or you got more than what you expected out of the product or service, you are delighted, sir. And if you did not get what you expect, you are dissatisfied. If you are dissatisfied, you will never go to buy. You will doubt your decision of purchase, and that's what is called as cognitive dissonance. Right? So we use this model of understanding and probably integrating both of them and giving to the customer what they want. Now let's look at the sixth one, which is approaches to market segmentation. Now here we look at two approaches. See at this slide. One is we look at what is people-oriented approach, and another we look at product-oriented approach. If it is a product-oriented approach, we will look at as an organization what is the usage pattern. We will look at what is the benefit pattern. We will understand, is it that they are looking at brand loyalty? Is it that they are looking at the services of the... So we'll have to look at these various things. So you approach segmentation by either a product-oriented approach or people-oriented approach. Let's look at this in the next slide. The customer can be classified by many customer dimension. Now here I am talking about people-oriented approach. Now when you talk about people-oriented approach, we will look at what are the geographical characteristics of people, their demography, we will look at their socio-economic condition, and we will also look at their psychographic characteristics. What does this mean? When it is a people-oriented, we understand where, what are the kind of places they live, the region, right? Whether it's a rural or they are urban. So see, a rural customer looks at a product for a different benefit than what an urban customer will look at. Am I right? So we need to understand what are them. Certain products are targeted to male and certain to female. So we look at demographic characteristics. Whom are we targeting? Age. What kind of age group of people are we targeting with our product? Right? We look at what are the kind of marital status that these people have. We have to understand the socio-economic characteristics, which is the income group, the occupation that they have, the education, the religion, the culture that they follow, and the social class that they belong to. We also probably could look at the psychographic characteristics, which are the personality types, the lifestyle. Now we could segment, so it will happen, for an example, a company selling high value products are probably targeting an higher income group, and they probably are looking at the lifestyle and the personality type of these people. And therefore you segment that I'm going to sell only to the rich class. You see, Mercedes, BMW, Audi sales, my car price starts from, let's say, 35 lakhs plus. This is the segment that I'm looking at. And they know the kind of personality and the characteristics that people will have who will come and buy this kind of car. So people-oriented approach. The second approach which we will look at is what we call as product-oriented approach. What is product-oriented approach? We look at the user pattern. For an example, when we first had a low-cost airlines in India, Air Deccan came out with very low airfare to attract the non-flyers. Is it not? Low-cost airlines came in with Air Deccan, you know, right? So user pattern. The second is the benefit that they are looking at. For an example, Babool toothpaste is for price conscious consumer, because most of the other toothpaste, you know, from good companies, you know, are priced a little higher than what probably is priced of Babool, and therefore benefits pattern. Here the benefit probably is low price. Brand loyalty. In rural areas, if you look at, the consumers have loyalty towards a particular shop, a particular retail store, and they would like to go there and talk and buy from there, you know. So brand loyalty, this is called as product oriented approach. Let's look at the next objective of this chapter, which is market segmentation strategy. See, broadly you can differentiate, you can probably talk about three strategies broadly. The first one is undifferentiated. What is undifferentiated? Here the marketing, the organization is not looking at segmentation, and they feel that what happens is that the entire market is same and they do not differentiate. Undifferentiated mass marketing of what we call as namkeens, for that matter, biscuits, salt, local soft drinks. We are not differentiating. Everyone, jao, karo, becho. Differentiated marketing strategy is differentiate your product or service. Hindustan Lever has one brand for both soap, for each brand of bath soap, for each market segment. Right? So what happens is you differentiate the products and give them. Maruti also, I gave you an example. Concentrated marketing. You go and look at only one segment. It could be high priced watches, for that matter. You could also talk about Johnson & Johnson only baby care market, concentrated marketing. So our organization can use these different kind of strategies. Very simple, undifferentiated, differentiated or concentrated. The last, we are towards the end of the chapter, we talk about product positioning. What is positioning? Positioning is what we do with the consumer's mind. Position, because most of the people buy product or service by their perceived benefit that they think that they will be able to get from the product or service. And therefore, positioning plays a major role. What are the elements of positioning? And you see, there are four variables that affect the positioning of a product in the market. One, the product itself. Two, the company who is selling the product. Three, competition. How are we positioning against competition? And D is the consumer. So we need to understand how do we position our products in the market. Now, how do we position and what are the important steps in product positioning? One, let us first understand what is the competition doing and what are the different brands which are available from the competition and what are the differences. So one, we understand product differences. Two, we will understand in case there is a service attached to the product, we will understand what are the service differences. Now some company may be giving great service, let's say an air conditioner or let's say an automobile. Hyundai may be giving an excellent service, you know. And B company may not be, I'm not naming any company, right, may not be. Maruti may be giving an excellent service, you know. So we need to understand what is it that the different competitors are doing. And we need to understand the differences as an image of a producer. For an example here, if someone comes to me or I come to someone and say, you know, he tells me that, sir, I want to buy a car. I said, wow, that's good. I want to buy a luxury car. I said, wow, that's good, you know. You know, what's your budget? I asked him. He said, let's say 10 lakhs. I said, why don't you buy the CS from Maruti? He may feel, well, sir, 10 lakhs, 15, I'm okay with 12, 13 lakhs also. With 12, 13 lakhs, should I buy a Maruti? You know, that's a different, see, they have excellent cars, great services, but yet, consumer may feel like this, if I am going to buy and spend 12, 15 lakhs of rupees, why don't I go and buy, you know, Ford, or why don't I buy a Hyundai or a Honda, you know. Now that's the perception. This is the image of the marketeer in the minds of the consumer and the brand equity that that particular brand holds. The second thing is, what are the major differences we should select? Ki ye product benefit hai. What is the warranty that they are giving? What is the price that they are giving? What is the packaging that they are giving? We need to understand that. Once we do that, the third point is, now we develop a positioning strategy. Which means, do we want to position through price? Do we want to position by benefits? Do we want to see how we are better than our competitors and therefore position? We will develop the positioning strategy. After we develop the positioning strategy, fourth is, we will communicate the product positioning to appropriate media, because positioning is done through advertising. And therefore, for an example, Pepsi sponsoring cricket matches. Communicate the product positioning through appropriate media. And finally, you have to follow up. You need to assess, you need to understand what is the impact of positioning that has happened through brand awareness in the consumer's mind. Is there awareness? What is the brand equity? Are my sales moving up? We need to follow this up. This is how you go about positioning the product. Let us look at some example of positioning. You know, when you talk about product features positioning, people will talk about fuel efficiency in, let's say, Hero Honda bike, in maybe Maruti. Complan is positioned as a health builder. See, product feature characteristics. Second kind of positioning, if I talk about them, we will position as price and quality. So high power surf, higher price, washes whitest, good jeans for less, Newport jeans. See how they are positioning, tagline, how they are using. Use of celebrities is another positioning strategy. TVS Victor motorcycle endorsed by Sachin Tendulkar. Shahrukh Khan endorsing Hyundai. Yeah. So different companies have different celebrities that they use. Product benefit positioning. 2 minutes Maggi noodles. Product benefit. 2 minute mein taiyar. Product benefits, you know. User category positioning. Famous models are used to influence the people. Lux soap, you know. People feel wow, you know. So they take all the number one heroines over the number of years and they make their ads accordingly and they say beauty soap for film stars. Cultural symbols. American cowboy and Marlboro cigarettes. Cultural positioning. 7. Status symbol, Rolls Royce, you know, luxury cars, positioned at the top, status symbol. So, marketeer can use different strategies to position. The last part of this is segmentation of industrial market. Now, when you say industrial market, how do you segment? 1, you look at demographic factors. What is demographic factor? Caste, creed, age, religion, we have already talked about that. So depending on what is the kind of industrial market and what are the demographic factors. 2, we have to understand the operating factors. You look at a slide, I showed you the demographic factor and the operating factors. So you go back to that and please look at that operating factors. 3 is the purchase policies of the organization. What are the policies? Because every organization may have some purchase policies, some purchase processes, some vendor management systems in place. We need to understand that. The 4th one is a situational factor. What are the situations in which people purchase? For safety of the industry, I may require fire extinguisher. So we need to understand that. For a pharmaceutical company, we probably require a sterile area and therefore we probably require equipments which keep the place as good as sterile. And finally, the personal factors. Who are the salespeople? Whom are we selling to? Who are the customers? What is the organization? We need to understand that. Very small part on segmentation of industrial market. Dear friends, I'm sure we have understood very clearly what is market segmentation, whom are we targeting, and how do we position. STP. Thank you very much, dear, for tuning in to this video. God bless you and take care of your health. Bye-bye. See you in the next chapter. Don't go away.